Hello, I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Normally, I've been trying to keep my Friday videos as homemaker chats. This is a homemaker chats of sorts because I am sharing on equipping our next generation of homemakers. But normally the homemaker chats are more geared towards lighthearted stuff like books I'm reading, recipes I'm enjoying, fun things that I've thrifted and how I use them. Today is actually more of just a talk. Hopefully it's still enjoyable. Hopefully it's still a thoughtful talk. And it still does have to do with homemaking because today I'm going to share on equipping our next generation of young ladies to be homemakers. How do we equip them to be home economists? If you have watched any of my videos before, you will have heard me talking about the importance of learning how to build your home economy, that you're not just a homemaker. And if you're listening to this on podcast, I said just in all, not in all caps. Well, it could be in all caps, but in quotes, because that is often the phrase that will get put on videos or said in real life, that women were meant to be more than just at home or just a homemaker. And I've said in many videos that if the word just is in your vocabulary and you think you're just a mom or just a wife or just a homemaker, then we need to get back to the truth that you are not just a wife, you are not just a mom, you are not just a homemaker. Those are incredibly valuable things. And when you understand your home as an economy, you will then actually be able to see your role, your value in your family's household economy. And if we go back in videos, I have shared my very old dictionaries that shows the actual meaning of the word economy was actually from the word that meant to manage the home. And so we have, as a culture, moved so far away from the home as being a productive place. The home has become just a consumption place. And so we have lost the vision for the home economy. And so you have these young ladies who are then being put through university and college institutions where they are not being trained or taught how to be a wife, be a mom, and a homemaker. I think having recently driven through a college campus and seeing it being rush week and seeing all of these sorority girls out and about, and my heart is just sad for them, honestly, because I'm like, what are we doing? These years are transformative years of a young lady's life. It determines the direction that she's gonna go. There are decisions that are made during that time period. There are things taught in classrooms that lead young girls into a path that is counter to God's design for us. And you can see the fruit of that. I mean, Scott and I have mentioned in other videos, if you just look at the statistics of young girls who are sexually active in college, it's devastating. And so as Christians, these are things that we need to be thinking of for our young ladies. And this is not a video about college. This is the thought, this is the experience I had this week that led me down this rabbit trail of, people are still getting married today. I think most people do want to get married. I definitely think people are getting married far less and less and less as the years go on, and later and later and later as the years go on. And so we often end up with two independent people getting married, and then that is marriage, is having an independent man and an independent woman getting married, and then they live independent lives as a married couple. There is no vision for the home, there's no vision for the family, there's no vision for children, there's no vision for a household, there's no vision for a helpmeet. People have just stumbled into marriage. So marriage is still happening, but for most women have no idea how to be wives. Most women have no idea how to be helpers. Most women have no idea how to be homemakers. Most women have no idea how to raise children. And so that is the direction that I'm talking about today with equipping our younger generation of girls to become home economists. And the reason I'm using the word home economist is because I want to give a vision for young ladies to be educated in a way that does not mean they have to go to university, because unfortunately, the word education has been usurped into thinking university. So if you say, I don't think university is the best route for young ladies, people get their panties in a wad and think you're saying that women shouldn't be educated, which is just, to me, like, if that is where your thought has gone, it just shows you how good the propaganda for university has been. If you think anyone saying university is not the best route means education is not the best route, that's not at all what we are saying, me and my husband, when we say university is not the only way for many, most, especially young ladies. It is the worst possible direction to send young ladies into if you want to encourage them in being wives, mothers, and keepers of the home. And you may think, well, why wives, mothers, and keepers of the home? Because if we look at Titus 2, I'm going to go ahead and read it directly from the Bible for us, because there is a key line in here that I think often gets overlooked when referring to Titus 2. And I actually think Titus 2 is overlooked in the church today. And I will say for myself that I'm not even sure Titus 2, I don't even know if I knew Titus 2 existed until 5 years ago. It's just wild. I just had never heard ever anyone talk about it. And so Titus 2 is written by Paul, and he says, starting at verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good. Okay, so they are to teach what is good. So that word is the word that I am pointing to today, of teaching what is good. So now let's see what he says is good. And so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, some versions say keepers of the home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. And some translations say, may not be blasphemed. That is so powerful, that the word of God may not be blasphemed, that the older women are to teach the younger women the things that are good, and the things that are good are to love their husbands, love their children, to be keepers of the home, pure, self-controlled, kind, and submissive to their own husbands. And so is sending young girls into the liberal owned institution of university, training the young women to love their husbands, love their children, be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands. I actually would go so far as to say it trains you in the complete opposite direction, to delay marriage for as long as possible or not even get married. Ever. Sadly, a lot of these women do desire marriage, and it's not happening for them because the university is a very masculine system. So it trains you to be very masculine. It takes you out of your parents' household majority of the time. It makes you have to fight for yourself, protect yourself. It forces you to be very masculine, and it's out of necessity. And even if you try your best to be feminine, the institution of university is a masculine institution in majority of places. I would say for most young ladies, they end up being trained into becoming very masculine, even if that's not what their thoughts are. That's just how the system works. So the university system isn't helping young women to get married, love their husbands. It's teaching you to delay marriage. It trains you to delay having children for as long as possible, that children are a burden. Maybe you don't even want children. Okay, so I read Titus 2 because I'm like, this is what the older women are to teach the younger women. And this isn't about legalism. This is about what is good. It is good to be a wife. It is good to be a mom. And the only reason that I think women struggle in being a wife, being a mom, being submissive to their own husbands, is because your whole life you've been trained to do the opposite. So if your whole life you have not been taught how to be a helpmeet, how to, and this is the whole point of this video, how to be a keeper of the home, how to manage your home economy, if you have no clue what that means or what that looks like, you are going to have a hard time. And women who are doing the marriage thing, which is God's design, covenant was God's design, and women who are doing the marriage thing but acting like men, your marriage is going to have a hard time. If you have two individuals in a marriage who are not building together, who are not working together, who don't have the same vision, you're only going to divide. You probably think this is another one of my videos where I'm just here bashing universities. I'm not bashing, well, I am bashing universities. You just can't talk about equipping young women to become home economists and preparing our next generation without talking about how sending them off to university is doing the exact opposite, because everything about the university is training women to be men, to function as men, and it is doing the opposite of what Titus 2 says of the older women are to teach the younger women. So seeing what Titus 2 has actually instructed us, you can see going through the university system, that is not what young women are being trained to do. So it is a no wonder that even though ladies are still getting married, many women have no idea how to be a wife. Many women have no idea how to steward resources. They don't know how to do the practical things because they haven't been trained to. They have no idea how to steward their husband's income well. They have no idea how to track resources. They have no idea how to disciple children. Many women have no idea how to help their husband with his work or what it even looks like to be your husband's helper, because this has not been the vision that has been given to us from young. The opposite has been given. It's always been, well, what do you want to do? What is your career? And that's not saying that you cannot have interests, hobbies, projects, or even make money. God made us to create. He designed us, man and woman, in his image to be creative. And what that will look like for a man and a woman will be different. What that looks like for you compared to your neighbor woman next door is going to be completely different, because God has put different gifts inside of each of us, and our gifts make room for us. And so what are the gifts that God has put inside of you? How do you use them in a way that aligns with what is good for us per Titus 2? It's going to look unique for every household. I said this video was on equipping young women to be homemakers and home economists, and I guess it's more so of, what are you teaching your young ladies in your life? What is good? Because if you're giving them a vision for the things that are good, then that is the direction that they'll go in. But if you're giving them a vision for careerism, self-promotion, individualism, then that is the direction that they're going to go into. And oftentimes those things are going to make being a wife difficult. Those things are going to make being a keeper of the home difficult, because you could be going into debt to get your degree. You could be becoming incredibly selfish, and it makes it really hard to downsize your life or cut off your paycheck so that way you can be home with your children. Or it makes it hard to submit to your husband because you have learned so much in how to be independent and have had this thought process of, I don't submit to anyone. Following God's ways is always going to be completely countercultural. But do we believe that our God is a designer? The way he designed us is good. And so the instructions that he gives us is for our good. It's not to harm us. When Paul says that it's good to for the older women to teach the younger women to love their husbands and to love their children and to be kind and to be pure and to be self-controlled and to be keepers of the home, Those are instructions that are to help us, not to hinder us. Those are not instructions to put a burden on us. The burdens of our culture are heavy. It's hard to be an independent woman because you were never meant to do that. I think there is a real connection there to the amount of women, young ladies that are on mental medications and on birth control because their cycles are a mess, because of stress, because of hormone imbalance. And then we don't know what the consequences of being on these pharmaceuticals are going to be someday. And we will find out. And so, yeah, look at the natural patterns. The more we've gone away from God's design and God's ways, the more chaos and problems and health decline and divorce and, I mean, look at the public school system and how bad kids are. Discipleship, disciplining children, all of it. It's like going in the complete opposite direction. Crime, you could just go on and on. I have quoted from de Tocqueville and in many other videos, but he says that the more androgynous we become leads to weak men and disorderly women. And I'll put the full quote up for you to pause and read it. But you can see the more androgynous we have become, the more we have forced men to become like women and women to become like men, the further away that we have gone from God's design for us. And life is hard that way. I encourage you to give a positive vision for young ladies. That's where it starts, equipping them to be homemakers, equipping them to be Titus 2 women, equipping them to be Proverbs 31 women by teaching them the things that are good and to be positive examples of those things ourselves. Because young ladies need a vision for those things. They need to see that it's okay. It's actually good to be a homemaker. It's good to be a wife. It's good to be a mom. So I hope that you enjoyed today's homemakers chats. And if you like the topic of the home economy or the topic of androgyny, I'll put some of those videos that are similar to this below. And I hope that you have a lovely weekend. God bless you.